CNN, CBS, WAPO journalists blast Biden for having military behind him during political speech. By Paul Bois on September 1, 2022. Journalists with CNN and CBS severely criticized President Joe Biden for having the U.S. military behind him as he gave a political speech that demonized MAGA Republicans as a dark threat to American democracy. Whatever you think of this speech, the military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind President Biden for a political speech flies in the face of that. It's wrong when Democrats do it. It's wrong when Republicans do it, tweeted CNN's Brianna Kyler. Tom Nichols of The Atlantic scolded Kyler for her take, saying it proves the cult behavior can be found even beyond MAGA world. Military people in the background of a speech, especially in the audience, is not the same thing as placing two Marine guards behind the president. But thank you for proving that cult behavior can be found even beyond MAGA world, responded Nichols. It's possible to agree with everything Biden said and still disagree with using Marines as backdrops for a political speech, she said to critics. CNN's chief national affairs correspondent Jeff Cellini joined Kyler in her criticism of the speech, which had the president backdropped in red floodlight and an image reminiscent of George Orwell's 1984. There's nothing unusual or wrong with a president delivering a political speech. It's inherent in the job description, but doing it against a backdrop of two Marines standing at attention and the Marine band is a break with White House traditions, tweeted Cellini. Cellini's tweet sparked fierce backlash from hardcore anti-Trumpers like Jennifer Rubin. Excuse me. This is not an RNC convention at the WH. If this is the new CNN, count me out, responded Rubin. CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe agreed that the president's use of the military was a bridge too far in a political speech. Like or loathe what he said tonight, it should be noted, the president spoke tonight on the grounds of a national park, flanked by U.S. Marines, and took direct, specific aim at his predecessor and members of the Republican Party. Another thing we don't see every day, tweeted O'Keefe. Dan Lamith of The Washington Post believed the president should not have employed the military for such a speech, saying it went against his promise to return to normalcy. Most civmil experts have had concerns for years about an erosion of norms and how the military is injected into politics by senior leaders. Trump objectively blasted through those norms in alarming ways. Biden pledged a return to something better, tweeted Lamith.